What is going on, Kicking Out Podcast Nation? We are two nights away from AEW Dynasty taking place on April 6th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, historic wrestling city. I'm Tanner Lee, co-host Paul Zartman is joining us tonight.
What's up?
The reigning, defending KLB Predictions champion, not for much longer, Austin Shepherd.
Man, that guy sucks. Man, the crowd is hot tonight.
Sounds like Dirty Dom's in here.
People hate success. I love it.
We only bury mediocrity.
You can't pick. Hey, you can't pick.
Hey, Tanner, at least you didn't wish my death. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, you're right.
That's true.
And joining us, if you're familiar with KOP, then you know these guys by now. Our buddies, Pluggo and JPJ from Love Wrestling's Between Two Beards.
That's right, baby.
Fellas, thanks for doing our prediction show with us. We had you guys on last year for Forbidden Door.
And we got screwed.
Shep, me, and JPJ all did perfect cards.
Pluggo, we got
Paul,
screwed.
The PPs here. Pluggo and Paul, you know, couldn't pick as good. So then Shep,
we missed
JPJ
one match.
And I had to run it back at All In. And
that might have been the best prediction show of all time. We were all one match off.
That was.
So I wanted to say thank you for having us on. I don't want to speak for JPJ, but I will in this instance. Thanks for having us on to come take your championship to our show.
Hey.
Yes.
Cross promotion.
Yes. That's what we're trying to do here.
The real Forbidden Door is here. And yes. We're taking that thing home. Unlike AEW, who never lets anybody take a championship from
us. Oh, hold on, guys. It's just too heavy. I got to put it down. You guys got
it. I knew you weren't a champion that could carry the weight.
I thought he was going to kiss it. I thought he was going to
take it. I knew you were a transitional champion from the second you won that thing.
Look, I will say this about Shep. He's held it on camera longer than Tanner has. He'd pull it up and be like, and then take it right back off.
Well, it's because Tanner's busy carrying the whole show.
I had that thing for over a year, Paul.
Have you seen Tanner's guns compared to these?
Oh, here it is. And then you set it down.
I don't want to break the camera, you know. So
you guys are talking about a lot of things that are happening in the past. We're talking about what's about to happen in the future.
And I'm not here to talk about the past.
Dominating the show tonight.
What did Mark McGuire say on the steroid stand? I'm not here to talk about the past.
I'm not here to talk about the past.
Let's only worry about the future.
Jimmy Sosa forgot how to speak English.
Yep.
Baseball been very good to me.
Rafael Palmeiro was like, I never do. And they're like, yes, you did.
3 days later.
Yeah. Sure did.
What a great era of baseball.
Yeah.
I work with a bunch of children, I swear.
Okay. Well, yeah. Is your name Phil?
I'm not denying Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Mountain Dew Paul.
Mountain Dew Paul. It's the same. Okay. All right. Well, it looks like everybody's got something to drink tonight.
Ooh. Yeah. Hey, Shep.
Hold on.
I tried to ask the man his question, and he runs off the camera. Jeez.
Pretty sure he ran off with his headphones on.
Well, I don't know how we'll start with everybody else. What's everybody else drinking while we're waiting on the check?
I am once again the H2O. I got the H2O. I am the hydrated one.
SodaStream mocktail, peach ginger mocktail, because I knew that I was coming on this show, so I made a mocktail. And then I got, once that runs out, a manna banana pancake porter, non-alcoholic beer.
That is a cool-looking can.
Thank you. Yeah, it's pretty dope. It's the company I'm ambassador for, but you know.
I mean, I have beer in my beer fridge. I will crack open.
I just knew I was coming on, and Shep's always drinking.
It is a Friday night when we are.
It is Friday night.
And I get to feeling right, you know.
And just to let you know, yes, I make sure my podcast setup is within cord length of
the you took off with the headphones on, and I was like, just gonna see him fall back into frame. Whoa,
still hears us talking shit.
That's one of those movies. You see his feet go up. You're like, oh shit, we lost Champ.
Usually have to mute him because his ice is so loud.
The champ has to relinquish the title due to injury. He's not able to.
Cleared to compete. He is not cleared to compete. The title has been vacated.
Ava walks in and has him relinquish it.
Well, now actually, I had a special delivery.
Oh, garage.
Baby. From Fort Wayne, Indiana, because my little town doesn't have this.
Yeah,
we got a little garage beer, the Kelsey brothers, right?
Yeah.
So I had them on ice or in the fridge earlier. But hold on, we gotta do this though.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah.
Whoa. We do not condone violence.
What podcast are we on here?
Well, this is the closest thing I had. I always have to have a carbon.
Cue the Halloween theme song.
I mean, Tony Khan did say on the media call that he's going to air towards a little bit more violence and stuff. So that's right up the alley there. Yeah. Chef's on brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was for TK. He's my buddy. Again, garage beer lime. I have a regular beer on ice as well, but we're going to try this small batch brew. It's only 3 grams of carbs for me. That'll make me.
I was looking out for you, Shep.
Thanks. Cheers.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if it's any good.
But 3 grams of carbs and you drink 13, 14, 15, 60 of those things, Chef.
It's very chuggable.
That's a problem. So I you know, all the flavored beers, you know, everybody puts a lime in their beer or whatever, but
yeah,
that has such a little
bit
of lime that is chuggable.
It's the perfect amount.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I don't know if I would even like the regular one.
Do you pick better as you drink, or do you pick worse as you drink?
Pluggo, let me give you a little 30-second insight to my life.
I'm here for this.
Okay. My best sport is golf. I was a double-digit handicap until I started drinking at golf. I'm a single-digit handicap now. My second best sport.
And it's now 9.
Actually a 6.4. Look it up, bitch. anyways. And defending Calcutta champion, Tanner knows.
Somebody shut him up.
My second sport is bowling. I was a 190 average bowler. Started doing a beer drinking league. We pregame before, we drink after. I finished at 218 this year. So, do you see a trend at all?
No. That's a 10 pin bowling.
No, yeah, we got all 10 got to go down. So
I'm from the Northeast, so we have candle pin bowling.
Oh, I do like candle pin bowling.
Candle pin is my preferred.
But I had this thing called the slot. So whatever.
Is that 30 seconds up?
Well, you know, I was answering JPJ. I got to find the slot in whatever I do. And once I'm in the slot, I'm untouchable.
I mean, damn right. I know what I'm saying. When I get in that slot.
You know, I want KOP to take, you know, keep the title. But after all that, I want Shep to get last. So after that spiel.
Some of us need to get to the slot. Some of us just always operate in the slot, and that is me.
Yeah.
I'm a man that wakes up in the slot, if that makes sense. That's just
– and as to one, help you out.
Yeah, Ricky Bobby used to say, I wake up and I piss excellence.
Yeah. I tried to wake up in the slot this morning. My wife was a little pissy, so
– That's what he got Mama Wayne for.
I know.
If you've watched KOP long enough, you've seen Shep get so far into the slot that he's doing one of these numbers.
That's literally fall asleep on the podcast. That was back in our post-Dynamite days.
I even yawn on beards. JPJ's like, what the fuck? Wake up. What are you doing? Why are you tired?
You tired, bro? Stay home then.
I wish I could.
You know what we're doing here.
My slot is at home, baby. That's right.
I don't care. Don't yawn at me.
Oh. Hey, Tanner. Yes. You never answered what you're drinking. I'm guessing H2O.
No. I was waiting my turn. I got something special tonight.
Ooh.
Got a little Budweiser.
Yeah.
I got to go. I got to go get a beer. Hold on.
Yeah, you got to get a beer. What are you doing? I got one of those on the shelf back here. I haven't drank it.
My liquor store by me actually had all three. They had that Broken Skull IPA. They got the 316 IPA, which is 7.8% alcohol. But this was the cheapest one, and I like this one the best.
I haven't found it. I got to put it on the shelf. Since they made those after I stopped drinking, those came out. And I was like, what the hell? Like, come on. You start putting out the good stuff after I call
Steve knows what he's doing.
I think the one I got, the one I got on the shelf is the American Lager. So I've had that one, Tanner.
I had the IPA, but I haven't had the lager. The IPA is pretty solid for me.
I think you were going to get one, JPJ. I found the other IPA's newest one, a 316 as well.
Really?
Yeah. But I didn't grab it, but that was at the store as well.
I'm going to have to make room for that KRPG.
I'm locked in now.
I got a lot of stuff.
So what craft beer did you grab there, JPJ? I saw it was a purple can.
Yes. I luckily am near a brewery called Treehouse Brewing Company, Treehouse Brewery. One of the highest rated breweries in the country for like 6 or 7 years in a row. And this is one of their double IPAs. It is called Haze. That's their logo, the Treehouse logo there. So this is one of their core beers in their like original line. Now they make a million different beers.
Double IPA's got to be 8%.
This one, I believe, is 8.2.
Don't get it.
Turn
8.2. Yeah. So their flagship beer is a beer called Julius, and it comes in a can just like this, but it's orange, obviously, for Julius. That beer was like the first craft beer, not like the first craft beer I ever had, but the first craft beer that I took a sip of it. And I was like, I didn't know beer could do that. Like it tasted like nothing I've ever had before. And they're pretty, I haven't had a bad beer from there.
And so. Paul's drinking Mountain Dew, which means I'm the most sober guy on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Look, I can chug Mountain Dew all day long and curl up and go right to sleep. So, I mean,
it's in his veins.
I was going to say.
I bleed green.
There's something wrong with that.
As long as you're not having kidney stones.
I'm not WebMD, my guy, but that's not how it's supposed to work.
Is that ADHD? It's my superpower.
So we got 10 matches so far on the card. We are recording this before Collision, so Tony's going to add 3 or 4 more, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Or at least something on the pre-show, but we never really do those anyways. Paul, what match do you want to start off with? I'll let you.
Let's go to the one that was added either super late last night or early this morning with Kyle Fletcher and Mark Briscoe in the Owen Hart Cup tournament.
Yeah.
Look, their faces are exact opposites. Fletcher's eyes are closed, mouth open. Briscoe's eyes are wide open, mouth closed.
Yeah. It's the way to do it.
So I'm bringing that to the table today.
There it is. That's what I was looking for.
There it is.
Yep. So, all right. Shep, you go first since you're the champ.
I'll go first. You know, I'm a Briscoe fan and I love him. But this type of tournament with the type of run Fletcher's had, I got Fletcher for 8 points.
Wow. Hot out the gate.
Wow.
All right, Pluggo, how about you?
I got Fletcher as well, because I just think that makes too much sense. I got 5 on it.
I got 5 on it.
That's why I love him. That's why he's my guy.
That's
why we've been at this thing for 17 years.
You know?
Mountain Dew, Paul, what you got?
I got Fletcher, but I only went 1 point because, it's not because I have zero confidence in Fletcher. Just looking at the card, this is the one match that stuck out to me that went, you know, this could go either way.
Even looking at the 0-1 bracket?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. I still feel it could go either way. I don't think Mark would ever win it if he did make it past Fletcher, but I think Fletcher's definitely taking this home. But again, anything could happen.
Side quest: how soon is Fletcher going to rip them pants off in this match, like he did the other night? 2 minutes over under 2 minutes. No.
Please no.
I'll take the under.
I'll take the under. But yeah,
the underwear. Boom!
Oh wow.
That's what happens when your girlfriend's sky blue and you compete to see who can wear the skimpiest clothes in the ring.
I think he's fair. Winning.
I can't wait till she comes back, by the way.
Should be soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, JPJ, how about you, my friend?
I have a similar mindset to someone already. I have Kyle Fletcher, and I have it for 8. points.
Oh.
This is a no-brainer to me.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a no-brainer.
Well, we're all in agreement with Kyle Fletcher. I got him for 10.
That's fair.
Oh, yeah. I thought about it, but I got some other 10-pointers.
The pushies on, the bracket, how it's going to line up, I think. And like Mark Briscoe a lot, but they don't book him to take a lot of wins. He takes a lot of L's. So,
yeah.
It'll be a good match, but, I mean, he's a good worker, but Kyle's not losing this.
Yeah.
Kyle's not losing this. All right, Shep, what match next?
I tell you what, let's go with one that I think this group will be a mixed group. It hasn't got a lot of TV time, but let's go Garcia versus Cole.
For the TNT Championship, no time limit, no outside interference. They've had a time limit draw. They had what was the other result? I don't even remember. Another sort of tie.
DQ.
I don't know. I don't even remember. But yeah, the title that has just lost its luster.
Yeah.
In AEW. Mm. I'll lead us off here. This is a tough one because, in my opinion, Adam Cole deserves singles gold in AEW, which he hasn't had. He had the ROH tag titles while he was hurt with MJF. He hasn't had single gold. But I feel like Daniel Garcia's run's been crap, and I don't think it's really been his fault. It's been how they've booked him. With that said, I'm taking Adam Cole, baby, but only for one. Only for one.
All right. I'll follow that up. I agree with everything you said, which always scares me when I do that. I went Adam Cole for three.
All right.
Are we going just around the horn here?
Sure.
I'm with Tanner. I got Adam Cole, baby, for 1 point.
Great minds think alike, my friend.
Only because it could go either way, and I wouldn't be upset, but I also don't know what they're thinking. So, but I think you're right. I think it's Adam Cole, 1 point.
Yeah. I agree so far with everybody. I also have Adam Cole, but I have it for 2 points.
Okay. Ooh, bold there, for buddy. Two. Watch that be the 2 points that just snakes him out of this thing.
It do it to all so far, unless Jeff picks Garcia.
That's not going to happen. And the reason it's not going to happen is because I like what Tanner said. This title has lost its luster.
Yep.
So if you're going to bring this title back, nothing against Daniel Garcia, but obviously Cole's a little bit bigger guy, bigger star. I got Adam Cole winning it for 4 points.
Four, all right. Well, and like, it's just too bad because Garcia had that crowning moment, you know, and he felt like a big deal after he resigned, had the MJF feud, had the crowning moment to get this title, and then his reign has just been crap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just been nothing crap. To it. Just absolutely nothing to
brutal. It. Brutal.
But... And I feel like, yeah, and it's interesting, Adam Cole and, you know, his ex, Britt Baker, which one's on TV, get a push, which one's not. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
She gone.
Yeah. Plugo, which match next, my friend?
Oh, pick a match?
Yeah, you can pick which one we go next. Whatever order.
Okay. Well, let's go with Mercedes Moné and Julia Hart, the TBS champion versus the former TBS champion.
CEO.
Round one of the Owen Hart Tournament quarterfinals.
CEO.
CEO.
All right.
All right. Mm-hmm. I want to lead us off on this one.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Mountain's kicking in, baby.
No. All right.
This hate for Mercedes is kicking in.
Oh, that's already been there.
You're wrong. I'm picking Mercedes for 7. Now, here's why. Because I everything Julia's done in the ring is absolutely fantastic, but we've been talking on KOP for months. How do you get Mercedes to that next level? This is how you do it, because the winner of the Owen Hart Cup tournament gets a title shot. So now you have her going into the main title picture, which is what everybody wants to see apart from like me. But this is how you do it. You allow her to win this tournament, and then she's right in there, and you don't have to worry about trying to drop the TBS title in the process and, You know, then she is the ultimate belt collector, which I think is what TK is pushing for. So I had to go. As much as I wanted to go Julia Hart, I had to go Mercedes. It makes the most sense.
I was going to give you so much shit if you picked against her on this one.
Do it, Paul. Stand on business.
I'd love to pick Julia Hart. Between the two of them, I'd pick Julia in a heartbeat. But Mercedes makes the most sense to win this. So 7 points for her.
We're going around the horn again?
Sure. Yeah, this is easy. Mercedes, give me 10. Wow. There's no doubt in my mind. If Julia Hart wins this thing, I'll shave my beard.
Whoa.
That's how confident I am in it.
Yeah, I mean, I got Mercedes for 9.
I like it.
I got Mercedes for 9. No, again, no doubt.
I can't wait to see what.
No doubt, no brain. No brainer there. No doubt.
I'm right with you guys. I got Mercedes for 7.
And I got Mrs. Mercedes Moné for 8.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys are more confident in some other matches on this card. This is the one where you're like, this is it.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I do feel like on this card, there's like 4 matches that I can.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really like, just pick whatever order you want.
There's only two or three matches that I was kind of going back and forth.
Yes. So, yeah.
Which isn't always a bad thing.
No, not at all.
But we'll see. All right, JPJ, which match are we doing next?
Oh, boy. All right, let's do Trios Championship. Let's do that one. Let's get a juicy one in here.
We got Shep's Boys FTR with their buddy Cope, Rated FTR versus the Death Riders, Wheeler Yuta Pack, and Claudio Castagnoli for the AEW World Trios Championships, which I feel like the Death Riders have only defended like twice.
Mm-hmm.
But we're seeing dissension between Rated FTR lately. So it's going to be an interesting one. JPJ, lead us off.
Oh, boy. All right. So obviously, like you just said, we've seen dissension with Rated FTR. I think that comes into play here in this match. So I do have the Death Riders retaining the Trios Championship. However, I only have it for 5 points.
5 points.
I really think this will be 2 or 3 false finishes in this match. But at the end, the group falls apart. As much as I hate to say it, and the Death Riders retain for 2 points.
Okay.
So, Paul, are you clicking that button?
No, I'm in the comments.
I don't know. I'm not clicking the button. I don't know how the button
keeps going. I figured it was you.
No, it's like haunted or something. No, not me. There is no comments tonight because we're not live.
I know. That's what I mean. I'm on the comment screen.
That's really weird. Who knows? Anyways, this was a tough one for me. I went back and forth today in my mind because everything's telling me, and I'm going to mute his ice. Here he goes again. Everything's telling me Death Riders, you know, Death Riders is the popular pick. Dissension within FTR. Hey, JPJ hit on something on our pod last Sunday, I think. There's going to be some seeds planted, and we eventually get Cope and Christian teaming up together. Shep's got a knife. Probably at like All In or something.
Literally almost took his hand off.
And you could do Cope and Christian versus FTR. I'm muting you again, Shep. Jesus.
He's Cope tapping and- that ever so gently so he doesn't like accidentally stab himself on screen.
Yeah. Cope and Christian versus FTR. I could see that at All In. That'd be pretty
epic. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think there's going to be a split. There's going to be a heel turn out. Who turns on to who, I don't know. But it's going to be later down the road because Rated FTR is winning this thing for two
comments.
Oh.
That'll probably bite me in the ass, but there's my shot.
All right.
Ooh. All right. Well, I don't have a whole lot to say on this one. I think the turn's coming. I think it's coming sooner rather than later. And I went Death Riders for 5.
All right.
You're going to make me do it, Tanner. I'm agreeing with you in a little bit. I think that there's more intrigue in them pulling off the win and still having the dissension amongst the group as champions. You know, there's something to that.
And you get the titles off the Death Riders.
And you get titles off the Death Riders. And I feel like if everybody later on is feeling like how I think a lot of people are feeling, it could be a long night for the Death Riders group. Give me a rated FTR for two.
All right.
Ugh, I don't love it. I might be out of the running after this.
You and me both, but I feel like I had to take a chance.
You know what? We might be losers in the standings, but we're still winners in life, Tanner.
Amen, brother.
I will say this, though. If we're going to do the dissension of rated FTR with them having the titles, it has to be done better than the Death Riders with Wheeler Yuta, because that was terrible, and you ended up not splitting away anyway.
Right. Right.
So as long as it's not something corny like that, I'm fine with it.
Yep. Nope. All right, Shep, next match.
Let's go to one that I think will be I think we'll have a complete split, even though there's five of us. It'll be a really split answer on this one. Let's go Jericho versus Bandido for the ROH title.
Title versus mask. Which it was really odd. Like, it wasn't announced officially as of yesterday, and Tony Khan gets asked about it on the media call, and he's like, well, you know, we didn't make it official, and that's for Bandido to accept it. And later on social media, he just tweets it out. It's like, okay, that's all right, Tony. Where's my damn thing? Here. There it is.
All right. Tanner, who can't focus tonight.
I'm all over the place. All over the place.
As usual.
I'm Steve Weisers, dude.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go. Do I get to go first since I do
go right ahead.
When you throw the title versus mask stuff in there with a luchador, you know, it always kind of makes me think. I think it's time for a change in ROH. I think it's time for a change with Jericho. Yada yada yada. I got Bandido for three.
Yeah, I agree with you, Shep. I think, I'm taking Bandido for six. I think he wins it. They run it back at the ROH pay-per-view next month with some other stipulation. It's time to get the title off Jericho. And I don't know what you do with Jericho from here. You got to do something drastic to get everybody invested in him again. I don't know what that is.
World title.
No, Lord.
No, not again.
Keep it on Mars if that's okay.
I agree. I went Bandido for two, and I went low on this because, like the Fletcher Briscoe match, I could see them doing just something absolutely off the wall and Jericho somehow get a dirty victory over Bandido. Like he pulls his mask off and then pins him type thing. But only Bandido's taking time off TV.
Well, we've seen Jericho do it before back in ECW with Hoovy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Never seen a picture of Bandido without a mask. Maybe he's a stunningly handsome dude.
Yeah, maybe he wants to start showing his face off to the world. Yeah. It's time. Yeah. And with that, if that mindset in mind, with that stud that is Bandido, I'm taking Jericho for three.
Whoa.
Wow.
Pluggo came to swing for the fences. I love it.
Hey, hi, guys. Oh, yeah. Look at this new mask I collected.
Yeah.
I went Bandido, and I went Bandido for three.
Watch out. Here it is. This is the swing.
Bandido, man.
Shine that title real nice there, Shep.
Pluggo, you're either going to win this thing or you're going to be dead last.
Either way, I'm still winning, baby.
You know what? You need to send me your address because when you lose, I'm still going to send you something special in the mail.
Okay. Deal.
Deal. That's a little scary.
And I'll open it on air.
That's fine.
All right.
You may not want to do that.
Oh, I got no shame.
All right. Next match, we got the lone Owen Hart tournament, a match we haven't predicted yet. It's the Billy Goat Will Ospreay versus newly signed Kevin Knight, who was not supposed to be in this tournament. Unfortunately, Jay White legitimately got injured. I think it's a broken hand, if I read that correctly. So Kevin Knight's in his place. We saw these two team up the other night in Dynamite. It was a lot of fun. But they're going to go at it. And I don't know if you guys listened to Bustin' Open at all today. But Will Ospreay was telling a story about how Kevin Knight was part of a group that left him with a $2,000 tab over in Japan. So back in the day. So he's going to beat the shit out of him, he said. So
money there.
But it was all good.
Freshly tatted up Will Ospreay.
Yeah, some new ink.
They're looking good.
I think it's going to be a fun match. I think Will's going to give Kevin a lot in this match. Kevin's going to look good, but Will's not losing this. I got Will for 9 points.
Wow. I guess that's me next. Yeah, Will's not losing this one, but there were some other matches I had more confidence in than this one, so he got a 4 from me.
Okay, I keep forgetting we're going my turn. Okay, so yeah.
Yeah.
I think like you said, I think it's time. I already shot my load with the Jericho pick. no, I think you're going to show – Kevin Knight's going to look awesome. They're going to make him look like an absolute stud. They're going to have a banger. Could be the match of the night. It's going to be Will Ospreay. I already used my 10. I'm going to use my 7 here.
7.
I'm trying to remember what I used. I should have wrote this down. I'm not a professional like my co-host down there. He's got it locked in.
He's locked in his home.
So if he if he brings the title home to Beards, I'm considering it as if
I'm gonna lay cool that shit.
Yeah, we are. We're free burning that bitch. That shit. Cut it right in half.
Fucking half. That's what we're doing, man.
Only a Patriots fan would do that.
You know, it is what it is. It is what it is. Will Ospreay, 10 points. Kevin Knight will look fantastic.
That's a great pick.
I can't believe he was interested in signing with the WWE, and they made him come in for a tryout.
Yeah.
And then let him walk, and everybody's like, or what Sean Sapp was saying, his contact, one of his contacts in WWE is like, why the hell do we make him try out? Like, all the tapes out there on him. Like, he's perfect fit in NXT.
He won the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title twice, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. He's very good.
Good. I agree with all of you, distinguished gentlemen. I got Ospreay for 5.
Ospreay.
All right. Man, I'm really interested in what some of your guys' high picks are.
Don't be. Don't worry about it.
On POP side here, they got me a little concerned.
I was going to say, my high picks are already out there. Yeah, I already got my three high ones.
KLP over here.
I still got a 9 and an 8 out there, I think.
Yeah.
I still got some points out there.
You do, Pluggo.
Yeah.
All right, Paul.
All right. Let's do some tag action with the Hurt Syndicate and the Learning Tree.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley, Shelton Benjamin, Big Bill, Shep's favorite name, and Brian Keith. This was supposed to be Murder Machines originally, but due to Brian Cage's knee injury.
Injury, bud.
Oh, come on, Shep. That's tasteless.
How do you know it was me? There's a graphic up there.
I can see you in the bottom of the screen.
Heel champion. Sorry. Brian Cage. Fun fact, when I pop my shirt off, I look exactly like Brian Cage.
I believe it.
Okay.
I believe it.
All right.
Seemed it.
I guess it's better than being a twin with Big Bill. I went Hurt Syndicate for 6 points.
They hurt people.
They hurt people. And I think the Learning Tree is starting to fall apart completely. That's one reason I didn't pick Jericho earlier. There's no way these guys are picking up a victory over the Hurt Syndicate for the titles.
I like how they've made them get some wins, though. It wasn't like what AEW usually comes out like, we want a title shot. And boom, they have a title. Like, they've had to kind of pick up some wins along the way.
Let me be a little devil's advocate here, Paul. Could MGF cost the Hurt Syndicate the titles in your mind?
MJF has a good tendency of screwing me over when it comes to title predictions. Any of my top 5 confidence points, he always screws one of them up. So it could be this one, and the Learning Tree could pick up the victory thanks to MJF, but I'm still sticking with the Hurt Syndicate.
MJF screws over Paul. The women's matches screw over Ship. Never fail. Yep.
I love when. Never mind. We won't go there.
Because Mama Wayne's not.
Well, if MJF wants to be in the Hurt Syndicate, and Bobby Lashley told him to prove himself, the likelihood of him, like, Bob screwing him screwing Bob over right now, I think would be too soon. He might actually help. He might actually help them win, and then Bobby Lashley's still like not feeling it, but MVP's like, look, look, he's with us, you know, and then that's where you get that false sense of security with him. So I'm taking the Hurt Syndicate for six. I think I have my six up there still.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, but because I also, because that's why I took Jericho, because I like the idea of Jericho winning and the Big Bill and Brian Keith losing, and then him belittling them and then bailing on
that's
Jericho.
That's interesting. I didn't think of that.
See, y'all think I'm crazy, but here, I'm just...
Yes, well, here's the thing. Wow. I see where you're going. I just think they get to it a different way.
That's fair. That's how I feel.
I do think MJF is going to help the Hurt. Not that the Hurt business should need help beating, and I like Big Bill and Brian Keith as individuals and wrestlers. The Hurt Syndicate doesn't need help beating them, but MJF is going to help them. He's going to prove it to Bobby Lashley by helping them win this match.
Do you guys like the fact that I was thinking about this today? I'm like, I don't like the fact he doesn't have a match, but yet I'm like, I'm okay with it because he's in the story. So,
yeah. You know, I feel like, and as we go, I feel like there are two people in particular that should have matches that don't on this card, and that's MJF and Hangman Adam Page, but they've done away to have them both stories. We kind of know they're going to be involved a little bit in the story, in the main stories that are happening on the show, you know? So I think they've done a good job of like keeping them in our mind's eye, even though they're not going to be wrestling on a major pay-per-view.
I'll throw one out there that's pissed me off that he's not on this card. He's not involved in any story. Okada.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I think we're,
I have thoughts on that.
I'll save
that. Yeah, save it. Because I think I know where you're going there. But I am picking the Hurt Syndicate. I think MJF helps them win. I have it for my 7-point thing. Bang. However, I do agree with you, Pluggo, but I think the story is Jericho still belittles them for losing, but they can now say, where's your belt?
That's not bad either.
I think that's how they start to like, I see Big Bill doing it more than Brian Keith, but I think that's how you can start it being like, no, you lost too. You don't get to talk to us like that anymore.
Yeah. And not to go off on like a long tangent on it, but I do, when we started doing these like monthly pay-per-views or almost monthly pay-per-views, it got really like pretty cut and dry on who was going to win. They've figured out a nice sweet spot of like, we think we know who's going to win, but there's so many integral parts to it that it could, like the MJF stuff with this particular match, you're like, it could go either way. Mm-hmm. At least they've got us thinking now where it's not a layup.
Right.
So I love that about that. They're killing it right now. Haters on the internet.
Yeah. I like how you responded to my comment there, Plug on Facebook, because I'm like, I feel bad for a lot of people who just gave up, or just
take a stroll down my Facebook page on a Thursday morning after Dynamite.
Yeah,
see how many people have a very heated opinion about something they've never seen.
I mean, are they is everything gold? No, but everything, there's not everything's gold in WWE right now either. I mean, I got a lot of problems with the Mania build.
I do too.
Mania, it's got to be a good show, but I got a lot of problem with the build.
Yeah, they're missing too. It happens. So,
but we're lucky as pro wrestling fans, 2025. Just enjoy it, people. I mean, I just don't understand.
Or change the channel if you don't like
it. Or change the channel. Yeah. Go watch something else. Yeah. Chip.
I asked that question to Paul just to throw Paul off a little bit, but didn't.
Paul's locked in, baby.
Paul's locked. I can't break him right now. Yeah. I got the Hurt Syndicate.
That Mountain Dew.
For Niner.
Ooh, I like it. I think we all picked the Hurt Syndicate, so it doesn't ultimately matter.
Well, Tanner hadn't picked him, but
yeah, I did.
Oh, you did? What'd you pick?
Did I pick?
No.
You had anything.
My bad. Hurt Syndicate for 7.
Pay attention, boss man. I mean, you run this shit.
Could you imagine if Shep ran this shit?
Yeah. Oh my god.
he'd be stacking things left and right.
We wouldn't even made it to the first pick yet. Okay.
Our pick
39 minutes in. We don't even need it.
We'll be live at 8:33 p.m. Sunday night. We'll be all right, but
I gotta mix another
live every Sunday, bubbly 8:32 to 8:36.
I got Sunday one. Nights. I got a backup. right here in the old styrofoam. By the way, I know you don't drink anymore, Pluggo. Yes. But I tell you what, there is nothing, and I've said this, I don't know if I've said it when I, this might have been the old location when I first was privileged to join this lovely degenerate podcast I call. But drinking out of a styrofoam cup, I don't care what cocktail you drink. I don't care if you're a Jack and Coke, a Captain and Coke, a vodka soda, tequila and
gin and whatever. Lemonade, like JPJ.
I like a gin and lemonade.
Yeah, it tastes so much better in a styrofoam cup.
Yeah, because you know you're dying as you do it.
And if you fall over, you're not going to shatter a glass.
Yeah,
it's true.
You're just like, ooh, I'm just drinking out of something I shouldn't be.
I know this thing will still be alive.
Bad for my liver.
And that thing's going to outlive you, brother.
It'll outlive my kids, probably.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's got to be clipped. That whole segment's going to have to be clipped. That's gold.
There was a local watering hole right down the road, and Tanner's been there, the old dam. And I used to walk in there in my early 30s.
I think he forgets I live in the same town.
I know. You're right down the road too, Paul. But yeah. I used to walk in there in the bar. The guy that owns the bar, he was the bartender back then, and I would make him make me a drink and starve him. He's like, I got perfectly clean glass right here. I was like, dude, it just doesn't.
He's looking like good. If someone important walks in here, they're going to shut my ass down because I'm serving you a drink.
What you got in that cup there?
You know, people, we weren't supposed to be drinking out of these since like
that town that Paul is shouting from probably got some bootleg moonshine in some Mountain Dew bottles.
Ooh. I could get you some moonshine if you
want. I bet you can. It's should be making that shit in their bathroom in Indiana, dude.
If it's not tub made, I don't want nothing to do with it.
That's right.
I got some guys that work in my shop that, you know.
I don't miss things like that. I can tell you that because I had a very bad rule in my drinking days that if you offered me a free drink, I took it because it was disrespectful not to.
Ooh.
I ended up bad for me a few nights, so there's a reason.
I think we've all been there.
Yeah.
When I went to college on Thursday nights, they had 50-cent well drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
50-cent well drinks.
Yeah, but to be fair, you went to college in 1982.
It's fair.
Wow.
I went to college in the early 2000s. God bless. Yeah. But down the street from 50-cent well drinks on Thursdays.
I used to stock a bar weekly, and our well tequila was El Pepe tequila. So yeah. I can imagine.
That sounds like a headache.
Yeah. But anyway.
That sounds like a regretful evening.
Paul, did you pick that one?
Yeah.
As far as match. All right, Pluggo.
What's
got
that?
Three matches. He got the world title, women's title, and the continental.
Well, let's go with the Continental. Let's save the world titles for last. We'll go for the Continental title. That's going to be a banger. Kenny Omega, Speepo. Am I not supposed to announce these matches?
You can't. Go for it. Go for it.
Well, shoot. Well, then it's Kenny Omega versus Speepo Mike Bailey and Ricochet. This is going to rule.
It's going to be the match of the night.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be so damn good. I can't wait.
I think it should open the show.
Me too. I think we talked about that.
I agree.
KBJ on Sunday. I agree. Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. I you know what? After thinking, I bet it does open the show.
I mean, that would get your
crowd out right away. I would have either that or Ospreay and Kevin Knight. I feel like would be my two choices. Because you need something like that. That's going to hot. It's going to be like balls to the wall, agility, crazy spots, flips. Like you need something. And I think that's how they
do it. I agree with that. But sorry, Paul, not to interrupt. I agree with you, JPJ. Right ahead. But would it be when you kick off this show, and I don't care which match, either match, Ospreay or the trios match, it's got to be Ospreay entering first or Omega entering first so they hear that music and the crowd pops.
100%.
Mm-hmm. You know, because both their music is, you know.
That's why I think it'll be this match, because I do think Omega
should
be the first guy that comes out with the belt. And, you know, it's Kenny Omega, you know?
Yep.
Well, what I was going to say is, okay, so the trio triple threat match opens the show. Then we need to have Ospreay Knight about halfway through the card. So if the crowd's starting to die off a little bit, you get another match.
Right after the Jericho match. Right after the Jericho match.
Yes.
Especially because he's winning.
Oh.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Don't knock my picks.
I'm not saying anything like that.
Okay.
Plugo.
So I don't know what I've got left in points. I already forgot.
You got a niner left.
You got an eight, a nine, and a four.
All right, perfect. I'm getting eight points for Kenny Omega. Because I think he's going to retain this thing. I think we're going to see something like we see with Kevin Knight with Speedball. He's going to have his coming out party in AEW in this match. It's going to be bonkers. Ricochet's killing it. He's fantastic. I hate seeing Ricochet take a loss here because I think he deserves a title because he's been doing the best. Shut up, Shep. He's been doing the best work of his career.
He has.
He's going to get cheered because he's coming out in Philly in Philadelphia Eagles gear, but it's going to be Kenny. They're going to cement Kenny. I think you're going to give him a couple runs, and then eventually we're going to get that Okada Kenny match at All In. So he needs to be champion for that.
That's where we're going. I could see Okada showing up for a stare down with Kenny.
Yeah, that'd be something. I mean, I could see that happening.
You like talking about nipples being hard. I'd get a lot of hard for that stare down. That's your new gimmick.
I do like some good nipple talk. Yeah, sure. Ricochet can eat the pin and be okay.
Here's
my thing, though. If you're asking me straight up who I want Ricochet, I would love Ricochet to sneak a victory here. I would love it because I do think he's really owning this character currently. But I do agree with Pluggo. I do think that Speedball is going to be the star of this match. Like, that's how this is going to go. But Kenny Omega is going to win. I think 6 points is the highest one I have left. I believe six.
Yes.
Yeah,
so I'm taking Kenny for six. I do think, yeah, Kenny will definitely win, but Speedball is going to be shining throughout.
And I know you guys have interviewed Speedball before, and I was listening to his interview yesterday on Grapsody.
With
Phil Lindsay, who you guys had on your show last night.
Oh, yeah,
man. Speedball's a gentleman.
Dude, I have had the pleasure of meeting him twice. Mm-hmm. Sweetheart of a man.
Absolutely. And he's just a nice guy.
Yeah, like one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, and he's damn good at pro wrestling.
It's not true. Everybody tells you, like, he cares so much about the business. Like,
and so many years were taken from him because of the issue. It's really like he's going to be a massive star for them, like a really big star. And he's as good as advertised. He really is. And I think this match is going to be a showcase for him.
All right. I agree on the match with what everybody said so far, and I shook your head
the entire time I spoke.
That's because you think you like Ricochet.
I don't like his choice of football team, but I like what he's doing.
Okay, let me
go on.
I enjoy his in ring work.
Of course, okay, you don't like the character. This hasn't jived.
He doesn't. I just think every time he's on the mic, it's nails on a chalkboard.
Ooh, I think he's doing a lot better work on the mic.
Yeah, I think he's all right. It's all right. Just for me personally, and maybe it's because WWE sheltered him on the mic so much.
Which they did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've only seen Ricochet really since he's been in WWE. I didn't watch a ton of his stuff. Oh, you know, before he got to WWE. So for me, in my viewing of Ricochet, this is without question the best work he's ever done in every facet. And that's why, to me, I'm like, I didn't think he had this in him, to be honest.
WWE buried him on speed.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
They never gave him a chance to even have a character. Like, this feels like the first character I've actually seen this guy have in a decade of watching him.
I thought his work with the Hurt Syndicate, I thought that was just odd. I almost thought they buried him. But
burying him
got this like character.
That got this character. That character was formed by them making him look like a nerd.
Yep.
And I think that was crucial to what this became. And then Swerve was the one that really got it out of him.
Which we should have had more matches, but something went down there. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know
why. Oh, yeah.
Something happened.
But
yeah, I have Omega winning this one for 6 points.
Six for the best bout machine. I also have Kenneth Omega, but for four.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Tanner, you were asking. I've got the best bout machine for 10.
There you go.
There you go.
The company just hits different when Kenny Omega's active.
Sure does.
Well, it does. And again, the tease with him and Okada for All In, it needs to be title. Yep.
Unify that son of a bitch.
Yes.
I think that's what they
call it. I don't know what you call it. Don't call it Intercontinental. I don't know what you call it, but don't call it that.
The Inter-European.
The Eurovision.
There you go.
The I-65 271 52 weeks a year 24/7 365 Speedway Championship.
Okay, Steiner. I thought you were doing some Steiner math on us for a second.
Steiner math is great.
No, I was doing R-Truth when he was 24/7 champion and he couldn't remember what it was called. So
geez, grow up, Tanner.
Yeah, I know it.
God, man.
Speaking of Steiner, and I love rabbit holes, Tanner, did you listen to the interview with Steiner and Van Vliet?
Yes, I did. I never missed this show.
I saw snippets of that.
What a great show.
That dude's something else.
That guy is one of the best interviewers.
So good.
And he's a guy we've had the pleasure of meeting a few times, too. Another sweetheart of a gentleman, like super nice.
Chris Van Vliet.
Chris Van Vliet.
They had no business giving me and JPJ any kind of time, but he's very nice.
Yeah, I'm like, you have no business having that much talent, being this nice and that handsome.
That's why I've
heard. What are you sweetheart. Doing?
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. But yeah, no, he is his interview. He doesn't have a bad interview.
He's so good.
He does not have a bad interview.
Yeah,
it's very good. It's as can't miss as anything in the wrestling space. I feel like
miss as between two beers every Thursday night at 8.
Correct. I'm not saying we're not at the same level, but I'm just saying
I'm just shamelessly plugging our show.
Yeah.
what was your take on Steiner's opinion on Hogan?
That was funny.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
He's 100%.
I know, but how many guys would come out and basically say
Steiner doesn't give a shit?
What's Hulk going to do to him?
Steiner knows that he could kill Hogan in a second if Hogan tried anything.
Yeah,
I found that very entertaining.
Yeah, what is Hogan going to take some bookings away from Scott Steiner this point? I don't care.
My thing is like Steiner's like, what's Hogan going to do to me?
Are you going to bury me on the Nitro car?
Yeah, you're going to bury me on the airwaves somewhere. Okay, cool. I don't give a shit. And if you ever tried anything with me, I'm an amateur wrestler, dude. I'll murder you.
Yep.
Just don't let him throw a chair at you, man. Those chair shots from and Hogan are terrible.
Those guys, when they were in WCW, even though they all knew it was bullshit, like a guy like Steiner, who's a veteran in WCW, top guy, he had to sit there and watch Hogan and those guys kind of dictate their power and whip their you-know-whats out and all that. And they just had to sit there and they couldn't say anything.
In cash, because of major checks.
But like they couldn't say anything. You don't think Steiner wanted to go knock out Hulk Hogan probably for half a decade in WCW? Oh, yeah. Like, F this guy. Absolutely. And then he had to deal with him in TNA, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Really like, are you effing kidding me that this guy here?
Then he have to deal with Triple H during his Ring of Power, Ring of Terror.
Brother. I was there for the Royal Rumble match. That was an absolute dud.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. I was looking forward to that, too. I was like, this match is going to rule. Triple H and Scott Steiner. Hell yeah. What a great first hoop. Okay.
Oh, good stuff.
Sorry.
Okay. There's my rabbit hole for the night, boys.
All right, JPJ. Women's title or men's title?
Let's do the ladies.
Do the ladies' title. Where's my dang graphic? There it is. We got time with Toni Storm and Megan Bain, who looks like a freaking powerhouse with the push she is getting. They could do something really fun here.
They could. I want them to.
Will they, though? I don't know.
Yeah. Sure. So this is the match that I changed my mind on after our Beards podcast with Phil. I haven't changed my mind on what I want to happen. I've changed my mind on what I think will happen. What I want to happen is I want Megan Bain to go over. I think they have done a really, really, really great job with her debut and making her look like an absolute beast badass since she's walked in the door. And I feel like you have a chance to really make her and cement her as someone who is going to be at the top of the division for a very long time by giving her the belt. She doesn't have to hold it for a long time. I would have no problem with Toni Storm winning it back at Double or Nothing or something like that. Doesn't matter to me, But the way that I look at it is if Toni Storm loses on Sunday, Toni Storm, it does not hurt her at all. But if Megan Bain loses on Sunday, hurts her a little bit. Because how many times?
Not in the Owen.
Yeah, not in the Owen. Where does she go? Where does she go? Because to me, we have not as good as they've done with Megan Bain, in my opinion, but we've seen them hotshot somebody new, and then get a title match, and then they lose the title match, and then they don't do jack shit for 4 months. And to me, Megan Bain is not somebody you can do that with. And even if it's a 2 week, a 1 month title reign, I don't care. I feel like just pulling the trigger and doing it and having her beat Toni Storm for the title right away, you automatically make her. And she's made for maybe not forever, but she's made maybe forever. And I feel like that's what they should do. With that being said, Toni Storm, 1 point.
With all that said.
That was amazing. That was well done.
There's not one thing I could disagree with that. The only thing I would say that holds Megan Bain back from taking this belt is we haven't seen her talk yet.
Yeah.
And there's just something about Toni Storm right now. I think she's the most entertaining professional wrestler across all platforms, period, end of story. Mm-hmm. With that being said, Toni Storm for 10.
Bang!
Whoa.
I can't argue anything JPJ said, because I think they got a chance to do something awesome. I mean, I don't want to call her like AEW female version of Brock Lesnar,
that's what I think about.
She does the F5. She's a
this is the 2002 beast. Run of Brock Lesnar. Yeah, like it's obviously beast. A smaller.
He didn't talk, but he had Paul Heyman by himself.
Yeah,
he didn't need to talk. But I just don't think they're gonna do it. Even though I think they should, and like take it off her at Double or Nothing. I got Toni Storm for 5 because I think they're building up for Mercedes versus Toni at All In, because that's your biggest women's match you can do in the company.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, you know, Megan Bain, you look at her, you see that female 2002 Brock Lesnar. You see early Beth Phoenix. You see Chyna all wrapped kind of into mm-hmm. one, in my opinion. But unfortunately, I don't think Sunday's her time. It's going to be Toni Storm, and I got Toni for 8.
You guys know she's dating Joey Janela.
Oh, yeah.
Megan Bain is?
Yeah.
Did you not see Joey Janela's tweet?
I mean,
you know. When Megan Bain showed up.
Because he used to date Penelope.
Yeah.
Penelope before.
Yeah. Say so what you want about that guy, but he's winning at life.
When Megan Bain... not when she pinned Toni Storm a couple weeks ago, but the week before when Toni was cutting the promo and she appeared out of nowhere and knocked her out or whatever on the stage. Joey Janela tweeted, "We're finally going to have some AEW gold in my house." And it made me laugh.
Wow. And then he also tweeted when he got linked up with Penelope Ford, "This is awkward."
Yeah.
You guys said everything. I can't say anything else to add to that. That's in any kind of insight, because that was all good stuff. So just give me Toni Storm for 4, because I don't love it. I want Megan Bain to win too, but yep. I don't think they're going to do it, but I wouldn't be shocked.
My biggest fear is what JBJ said. What do you do with her after that? I'm afraid she's going to fall.
Well, hopefully maybe they'll figure it out. Yeah. They kind of figured it out with Ricochet a little bit.
True.
But when he did the similar thing, but we'll see. But I don't love it, but I, you know, like I said, we'll take Toni Storm.
And that leaves the main event. John Moxley of the Death Riders defending his AEW World Championship versus Swerve Strickland. These guys had a fun closing.
Shep cut his hand segment. With that knife.
Yeah, I don't know where he went.
He's scared of our picks. He's ducking out early. He's taking his championship and going home.
He's supposed to lead us off with this one, too.
Yeah, what the heck? I'm supposed to go last.
Well, okay. Then, while we're waiting on Shep to come back, let me get the insight from Between Two Beards here.
Uh-oh.
The briefcase. Is the title actually in the briefcase, or are we going to see a new title come out at some point?
No, it's just a lot. It's just a lot of fruit snacks and electrolytes. Yeah. You got to keep the Death Riders fed, so you eat, like, little apple slices are in there. Snackle boxes, little cut up cube cheeses, some pepperoni slices. You know, Wheeler Ute has got to stay fed, or he's out. So
he needs a haircut.
He needs a haircut.
No, he does.
He's getting there. He's getting there.
There he is.
I don't think the physical title is in that briefcase. However, I don't. I know there's been a lot of talk, or like some talk, about there being a new title. I think AEW's title is beautiful the way it is. Like, I don't think we need a new title. If they came out with a new one, fine, I guess. But like, I feel like that title doesn't need to change at all. But no, I don't physically think that title is in the briefcase because it's
Danimals are in there. Small.
Plus, didn't Copeland knock it with Spike?
Yeah,
we haven't seen the briefcase since.
Knocked Mox's back too.
Christian in the nuts. Spike's a devastating thing.
As long as Mox didn't pull a Jericho and lose the title, I think.
I don't think he did that. Logan's Roadhouse? Texas?
It was like a steakhouse. Some steakhouse.
In Florida.
Something like that.
What a great story.
Yeah.
Shep, you're leading us off with this one, my friend.
I'm leading it off, huh?
Yeah, you are.
All right. I only got one confidence point left. That's a numero uno. I got Swerve for 1 point.
Mm. Got him doing the pivot.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting.
I've been back and forth on this one. I want them to pivot. I think they should pivot. I just think Tony wants to get Moxley to All In to drop this there. I don't know who it's against. I will say it's going to be telling. And Paul and Shep, you know what I've been saying since the start of the year. I thought Darby was the guy. Do I agree with it? No, but if he's that damn wild card in the
he's not. He's starting his reference. Yeah, like next week.
Well, could.
I thought he was supposed to. I thought it was already supposed to be done.
No, he's not.
I got so frustrated the other day. I'm like, everyone keeps saying, well, he's doing Everest. He's doing Everest. And I'm like, okay, well, when is somebody going to tell me
when
he's officially doing Everest?
Yeah.
Because to me, he is still the guy that should beat Moxley for the title.
We wrote him off.
But now we know he's doing it. And like, it's not like he's going to come down from Everest and be able to be on Dynamite the next Wednesday. Yeah. Like, you're going to recover from that. You know,
I'm so ready for the. I used to sleep in my car. I love this. I climbed a mountain and survived. I hit by a bus because he's just. It's like, I slept in my car. So, I love this business, and I climbed Mount Everest. So I'm not scared of you, John Moxley.
Yeah, but it's intrigue with Hangman, and you could do like. Hangman or Swerve and the winner of the only, but at the end of the day, I'm going Moxley for 3. Hope I'm wrong.
All right. I hope I'm not wrong. Because I've got Moxley for 9.
Holy shit.
Wow.
He went for 8 last pay-per-view.
You know what? Bite me. All right.
Thank you.
In the words of D-Generation X, I got 2 words for you. Anyway.
Family show.
Wrong family there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think because he said it here recently, that Hangman said he would never let Swerve win that title again. I think Hangman's going to get involved at some point and screw Swerve. I still think we're gonna see Nana leave Swerve, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's at Dynasty.
Yeah, I mean, I will say this though: on Wednesday, when Swerve was like, he acknowledged that the whole "I know you burnt my house down and I deserved it" thing, and left Hangman speechless and stormed off. Which I was like, "Whoa, that was epic! Awesome. That was crazy!
Great
that." Son. Great that segment. Definitely made me think that maybe there's a chance that even Hangman's like, I'm kind of sick of this Death Rider shit. I want this to be over with, so I'm going to help you, but I want the first shot. I still don't like you, but it's what's good for the company as a day one guy here. All that being said, I got Moxley for 9 because I only got 9 left, and I think what they want to do is they want to pull the rug out from under us one more time, because I'm conflicted. Like, yes, Swerve's fantastic. Swerve is an all-timer. He's killing it, and I think we're all behind Swerve, but I also think we're all super behind Swerve because we're so against what the Death Riders are doing. Because we were all, like, a lot of people were on Cope's side, like, because there was a lot, you know what I'm saying? So I think they're going to do it one more time. They're going to get cute. And they're he's gonna bulldog choke him at the end there. And we're all gonna be like, son of a bitch.
Oh, and I will say, I think the Death Rider stuff lately with Swerve's been better.
It's been good.
The stuff they've been doing. It's like, what took them so long to get here? And but maybe they run it back at Double.
Yeah.
Give a longer program.
So I had felt that too. And we talked about it. I had felt that too. I had said, you know, this Death Rider stuff has been going on for 8 months, and just now, since Revolution, they're doing some pretty cool stuff with the Death Riders. And the more I thought about it, I was like, yes, that is a true statement, but I think it's because it's against Swerve, and Swerve is just that special a dude that it's made the Death Riders interesting, because we all know that Swerve is he's unbelievable. Like, that's at least how, like, I've kind of, like, I don't know. My thing is, and what Pluggo just said, that segment between Swerve and Hangman on Dynamite was unbelievable. And it was 30 seconds long, and it was the best thing on the show. Definitely. And when he said, I know, like, acknowledging that he deserved his house to be burnt to the ground, the face on Hangman, it was just incredible. And I think that if the Death Riders start to pull their bullshit, I think Hangman comes out and helps Swerve. Maybe not to help Swerve, like, not, but I think
even the odds,
something. I feel like his facial reaction when Swerve took accountability for his actions, that to me was like Hangman's reaction was like, oh my, like, to me, that's going to change, because Hangman has been on this ascent to good guy again. And Swerve is still that catalyst that makes him that evil bastard. You know what I mean? And I think Swerve acknowledging that he deserved what Hangman did to him, I think that's going to immediately change Hangman's mindset. And I could see him getting involved, but actually, like, maybe not helping Swerve, but preventing the Death Riders from getting involved, maybe more than helping Swerve, if that makes sense. With that being said, I do agree. I want it to be Swerve. I want it to be Swerve, but I have Moxley for 2. I have Moxley for 2.
Oh.
Cause they're either doing Moxley versus Ospreay at All In, or if Swerve wins on Sunday, Hangman's winning the Owen.
Yep.
And we're getting Swerve and Hangman.
And maybe Hangman helps Swerve or prevents the Death Riders because he knows I'm coming after your ass and getting that gold off
you.
Because he wants to beat Swerve.
Maybe the mindset changes. Yep. Hey, I no longer want to do everything I can to prevent you from winning the title. I want to beat you for the title.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know, that type of thing.
Yep. I definitely think he gets involved now. Is he successful in getting involved? I don't know. We'll wait.
Well, you know, as I'm looking over this, I don't see too much of a chance of a tie.
I don't think we need
it. You know what? Because I'm going to win it.
I don't think there's going to be. There's no possible way for a tie, there's too many.
I don't think so. Yeah. No. So, out of all the matches, the last time we had you guys on here, there will not be a 3-way tie.
Well, there's only 3 matches that there is a disagreement. Obviously, the world title match. Pluggo got a little bit of that banana stout and even picked Jericho.
It's non-alcoholic, baby. This is all sobriety.
There might be some mushrooms or something.
They might have slipped something in there.
And then the Death Riders and FTR.
I took a shot.
Other than that, we all agree.
Yeah.
Watch out. Jericho wins it. That title gets shined up. You're going to be all sort of pissed. I'm excited.
Wow. It is cheaper to ship it to South Bend than it is out east.
I was going to say, you only have to ship it to Massachusetts. How's that going to work for you guys?
You guys got to
We'll have to pitch in.
As I'm looking at it, if there is a tie, it looks like it's going to be between JPJ and myself.
There isn't going to be a tie. I'm winning this shit outright.
Oh, I know. Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but if you guys pick a perfect card, you and Paul do tie.
Do we have an exact card together, me and Paul? Oh, that
really?
Is.
Yeah.
We agreed
on every single match. Technically,
me and Paul would tie.
Actually, Paul, JPJ, and myself had a straight tie going into the last match, which was the world title.
You picked Swerve.
Yeah. I picked the man.
You're the only one that picked a
three-way
Swerve?
Tie.
I'm the only
we
one
could have done another three-way tie, Shep, and you screwed it up.
There you go.
Well, you know.
Well, so Swerve better win, Shep. Or
and if I have to ship the belt out east, I'm not gonna send it UPS or FedEx. That's too expensive. It's getting a Greyhound ticket.
Oh wow!
You'll have to arrive at the Greyhound station and get on the bus.
Cannonball.
I mean, I'll buy it a front row seat, but yeah,
that works.
Yeah. Great. Taken care of. I if that happens though, I want JPJ to record a video of the title coming off the bus and him like giving it a massive hug.
Yeah, like running at it.
Yeah,
like it was like, coming off for school.
Like it came home from war.
That'd be great content.
Fog coming off at the bus as the belt gets off.
Yeah, the baby's home.
Well, one thing I know for sure is AEW's going to put on a good pay per view Sunday at Dynasty.
That they is always, for sure.
They always deliver. Mm-hmm. I think this one's going to be no different.
And speaking of that, I think I brought this up last week. You think this card, to me, it's a very, very stacked card. We got a little bit of everything and a lot of everything else. Do you think it's because we're hedging into Mania season and they just got to throw the first punch?
I mean, I think it's got a little to do with it, but it's – they're not going to touch WrestleMania with this.
No, they're not. But they're going to put a hell of a show on, and that's still going to make them. I'm not going to say relevant because obviously they're relevant. They're the second biggest company, but it's just to let them know that hey, in a couple weeks, you're going to see this. But
I was worried with the quick turnaround from Revolution. I think they've done a pretty good job. Of course, the Owen helps fill in the gaps. But
right, and you know, one nice thing that we haven't seen a whole lot of here lately from AEW, and I think the KOP boys can agree with me, and I'm sure Two Beards agrees as well. Apart from Okada, every championship will be featured on the show,
even though Mercedes isn't up for grabs,
right? But the champion is there,
Okada should be part of this. It's stupid, he's not.
Like I said, it makes sense for him to come out.
He doesn't care what you think.
Face to face with.
Yeah. He'd flip me off.
Kenny Omega. Yeah,
he calls you a bitch and he's like, I'm collecting them checks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time today.
Yeah.
you got called a bitch earlier today?
Probably by somebody that I don't know.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah.
See? Yeah.
I told you somebody.
Tanner, you work in a hostile office environment if somebody called you that.
You don't want to make some of ladies mad.
That's true. You being a male there, you're outnumbered.
Yeah, big time. Right. So yeah, it's all good though. No, they're great group of ladies.
In case one of them are watching, we all love you.
Highly,
you're fantastic.
Any final thoughts, fellas?
I mean, thanks for having us. We've kind of taken over here the last 3 weeks on your show. So, thanks for having us involved. When
takes the belt home. And
yeah, I know. Just hopefully one of us does the right thing.
You're going to have to be here every Sunday then.
We are going to rebrand the Kicking Out Podcast Between Two Beards Kicking Out Podcast. Kind of like WCW NWO days.
We're just gonna
spray paint. Oh, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to spray paint
B2B
on it in purple. That's what I'm going
to
do.
They don't have to be here every Sunday, Paul, but they would have to be here for Double or Nothing.
Hey,
I don't have to do anything. I'm the champ.
Roman. Not yet. They're big dog.
I already know. Confidence is key.
I was watching JPJ show after Raw, but want to know what your guys' thought. Let's flip the switch. We're done talking KO or AEW.
KOP.
Let me know what. Each one of you think of this Mania build and then these two world title matches, and then one of the world title matches obviously ain't going to be the main event.
Yeah.
I think the Mania build's been blah overall. Yeah,
I think it's been a bit underwhelming.
I mean, Absolutely. Cena Rhodes has been awesome. Mm-hmm. Jay Gunther finally picked up Monday after one of the worst bills I've ever seen.
That's why my nipples got hard.
I don't still hard. The heartstrings, man.
Oh, baby.
Like the women's matches, I'm not a fan of triple threats, but it's going to be a good match.
Yep.
I could care less about Charlotte and Tiffy. I'm sorry. That's doing nothing for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, again, we're recording this on a Friday. Apparently, they had a real good segment on SmackDown tonight.
Okay.
Apparently, they got a little heated on the mic with each other.
They need it.
Yeah, finally. So we'll have to check that out. But yeah, I think it's been underwhelming. I think it's been underwhelming. Yeah. Like I said, I think Cena and Cody has been good. I thought what they did this past week really kicked in butt.
The best spot of the build so far.
Yeah. I think the last 2 weeks have done a really good job for Jay and Gunther as well. I think incorporating Jimmy Uso the past few weeks added a personal touch. And then this week was just, that's as savage an angle as WWE.
Oh my God. In years.
Like they don't do stuff like that anymore.
It was Rocky
like,
Four, was, man.
Yeah. That you was very, blood. Very brutal. And,
it reminded me of the FTR Briscoes match with all the blood and they're Cash and FTR reaching for each other and it just didn't work.
Yeah.
Had the same vibes.
Yeah.
I think the build has been underwhelming only because WrestleMania is at the end of April opposed to the beginning. So there's been more time they had to fill. Then they went overseas. And I know that for us old folk, the 4 o'clock start for Raw is nice, but it's not the same vibe, right? It's an afternoon thing. And then SmackDown is, unless you have a VPN, you're already spoiled before you get to SmackDown. Yeah. So honestly, for the last couple weeks, I've been catching just what I needed to see from SmackDown.
Yeah.
So you're not, it's not like the same feel because like overseas too, they kind of know that we go over there, we can do what we got to do and not everybody's over there. So
that's been a big deal too.
Just a combination of like, I feel like they, from Chamber to Mania is too long. It was too long. It was like, you had to hit a certain beat, but we're getting there. They're heating it up now. We'll see what happens.
It's probably because Easter was just shoved right in the middle of the month, right?
Well, Easter is the second night of Mania.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
And more importantly, the other.
So while you're stealing your kids' Easter candy, like I'll be.
420 is that day as well. You're going to get Easter candy on 420, bro. Come on, what are we doing?
Cheers.
But, it's multiple holidays and WrestleMania all in one. It's like, I think they kind of mailed it in. And again, when they go overseas, the crowds are amazing. I think we can all admit that the crowds are some of the best crowds of the year.
Stupid
like
crowds, stupid.
But they rely on the crowds for these shows. The Cena Cody segment on Raw and the Gunther Jay segment on Raw were top of the top stuff. I thought the women's world title match was really good. There's been good matches, but as far as like the total of what they've done since going over to Europe, they kind of mailed it in a bit. It's been a little, it's been mid. They've just relied on the crowd and that's fine.
Like Shep's title reign, it's been mid.
Yeah.
Said your title reign has been big.
Wait, when's the last time you had the damn thing?
Oh, he said you was the last time you had
it. You won it from me.
Yeah. So I think the next 2 weeks, hopefully, things will get a real kick in the ass.
JPJ no stole the shit talk.
No, that was good. I was letting it happen.
The first night of Mania. Jay and Gunther kick off the show with the triple threat main event in the show, first night of Mania.
That's what I would do. I would have Jay Uso's entrance be the first thing people see at WrestleMania.
If he's not main event, and he needs to be first thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then he wins the title, even though and I'm not anti-Jay. I'm not one of those guys. I'm not anti-Jay. I'm a big Gunther guy, so I've always wanted Gunther to win, but I feel like what they've done over the last 3 weeks to a month with Gunther makes me want him to win more, because this is the Gunther that we've should have seen for the last 6 months that we've only seen for the last since Jay won the Rumble, really. But now I think he's performing back at that level of Gunther when he was the IC champ and it was like, this guy is the best guy here. Like, he's incredible. That now he's at that level. And I get it. He's at that level. So when Jay beats him, it's even bigger. Like, I get that. And I'm happy for Jay. I want Jay to get his moment. But I feel like Gunther is looking like $1 million going into this. And that might be the direction of it. We want him to. So when Jay beats him, it's better. But Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm also old fashioned, and I feel like if you win the Royal Rumble, you should main event tonight at Mania. But
I'm not based anymore.
So.
And I'm old fashioned in the sense I still wish Mania was one night, even though I hated like how long it was. I'm afraid they're gonna go to so many pay per views, they're gonna weed themselves out.
Sitting down for, I know 8 hours is a long time, so maybe they trim it up. But I'm also of the belief that I think Mania being on the Mania card should be special. It shouldn't be. I understand why we put as many people on it as we can to get them the Mania paydays and stuff, but then you run into all these multi person matches that have no real steam.
Yeah.
So that's just me. But then I obviously am going to sit and watch four times like a crazy person.
And like, I guess I can stomach it for Mania, but do we need two nights of SummerSlam?
No.
No.
The Rumble makes sense. Women's one night, men's one night.
Does that start this year, the two-night SummerSlam?
SummerSlam does, yeah.
Yeah, New York or New Jersey, technically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure does.
I will say, though, that I really like the – I mean, I've – been wanting Cena to turn heel for 15 years. I loved the Dr. Thugonomics. I was disappointed when they went away from him rapping on everybody as his promo work. But the fact that he came out, and the one thing that everybody has been talking about since Cena announced that he retired, are we going to be able to stop talking about Ric Flair being the most decorated champion in the company? And then he acknowledges that himself was great.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, man, I can't believe Cena turned heel. A lot of what Cena was saying has been building even before this heel turn happened, because there have been so many shots that have made it to the internet where he's filming a movie or filming something or just trying to do something at the airport, and people are just swarming him and recording him and wanting pictures, and they're not letting him have a break. And you can see as you watch these how he's just starting to get slowly more and more irritated. Like, seriously, I'm not even there. I announced that I'm retiring and now everybody wants my autograph.
Are you defending John Cena, Paul? What the? How dare you?
Pluggo, you can say it. I think I said it earlier. You can go ahead and say the
look.
What the fuck, Paul?
I have always
you been son a fan of a of bitch. What the hell's wrong? Okay, he did say one curse word. I said about four there. What are you doing? Cena's a bum. No, I'm just kidding.
I love heels. I've always liked the heels over the faces. That's just how I've been my whole life. And I'm digging this last run for Cena as a heel, because I was so afraid. I know we only announced like 15 dates or whatever, but as a baby face, whatever it was, 15, I don't care, 15. Half a year, half a month, half a day, I don't know. I was afraid we were going to get Cena just jammed down our throats with this all, oh, I'm so happy I'm John Cena. Hey, look at me. Woo, you can't see me.
It's going to be real awkward in December when we're all kissing his ass again.
Yep, when he comes back around.
Yeah.
You tried to murder a guy like 6 months ago.
you called a kid names. How dare you?
That kid is in therapy because of you, but we want to say.
That kid's famous forever.
Yeah. Thanks for giving us this retirement tour, John.
Hey, what about
Miz girl?
Yeah.
What about in the middle of that promo with him and Cody? And Cody brings up the stuff you're not supposed to bring up when he talks about you're famous because you were appointed by a guy that we don't even want to talk about anymore. What a great line. Yeah. What a powerful line.
Gangster shit right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's those
he held his own promos. He held his own.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks of what's really made this for me. You've had Cena talking about screw Ric Flair, which was always a Vince guy. And then you've got Cody coming out saying you were only champ because of Vince. So
and then he flipped it on him and brought up Tony Khan without saying Tony Khan.
He did.
That I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for them to let them cross that line. Yeah. I don't think they're going to do it, but.
It's close.
They're dancing. They're dancing.
Hey, man. They've referenced it.
NXT just.
I mean, like full AW out, talent. Like full out reference it, like not dance around reference it.
I think because I'm behind on buying games, I just recently really got into playing 24 because, again, I'm not used to the games coming out in March anymore. I remember when they'd come out around Thanksgiving, but that's just me. If you go into GM mode of WWE 2K24, there's a video package with Cody, and he says, "Do you think I'm the right fit for this? Me as a GM, a little wrestling guy?" It's like that was Cody wanting to take another stab at TK right off the bat.
I'm ready for the book someday. I'm ready for the book someday.
Gonna be epic.
You hope.
Yep.
Wait a minute. You want the Bucks to be in Connecticut?
The book.
Cody, oh, I thought you said the Bucks. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
I thought you said the Bucks Sunday too. So I'm with Shep on that one.
I love the Bucks to come back Sunday.
I was just gonna go after the tag title match and not the book.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
The young Bucks hurt people.
Get Cody's dick out of your mouth, Tanner.
Whoa! Family show.
Holy shit! And I thought I was being mean to you, Paul. Damn, that Mountain Dew has got something spicy in it.
Maybe it does.
Wowee!
Wow! That's a good.
Tanner's speechless.
I never close the show, but with that said, I appreciate you two joining us tonight. Anytime. Always appreciate you guys joining us. I love your shows.
Let them get their shit in.
I know. I'm gonna hold on.
No, let him put us over. Shut up, Tanner. Now I'm gonna start.
First of all, I close the damn show, and I'm not gonna close the show. I am putting them over.
God damn.
Yep, I guess.
Appreciate them sharing their knowledge. Love their shows. Go follow them on all the shit, and I'm gonna let them plug their own stuff here in a bit. But it's always enjoyable to have you guys on. Appreciate you to the millions, and we're gonna do it again. I'm sure sometime.
Oh yeah,
and the millions. Yeah,
I don't know. This show is feisty. I don't know if I can come back here. You guys are mean. Tanner,
not me.
Shep, out of all of you guys,
yes, me. Today. I'm the nicest guy here.
He's out here stabbing beers with a knife in the chest. It's like he's the sane one.
It's the closest thing I had to. I normally use a golf tee. You take a golf tee and you push the side of the beer. I don't have, anyways. Long story short, I had a fucking chef knife here and I used it.
We saw.
We definitely saw that.
We saw you.
Shep brought out the violence in me. There was a knife. I had to defend myself.
I didn't blade with it or anything. Okay, guys.
But on note, if you'd like us to put us over, we are Plug O JPJ Between Two Beards that goes down every Thursday night at 8 p.m. on Love Wrestling over on YouTube. You can find all of our content, everything we've got going on, up to date with us at B2Beards across all social media platforms. You can follow that. You'll know exactly what's going on. We got a lot going on heading into WrestleMania weekend. So you not want to miss that. You can find me, Plug O, on all social medias. Search Plug O. That's my face. And every Saturday morning with Blair Pacheco for 4 Exposure, where we cover the independent wrestling world. This weekend, we are covering The Collective, which is a massive, massive weekend. So we're going to break that up into a few parts. And then I do some writings over at lovewrestling.ca. So if you want to check those out, go to that. Thank you.
It's pretty good.
I try.
You can find me at JPJ Loves Gaming on all social media platforms. Also over on Twitch, where I play right now a lot of MLB The Show, but we play some video games and have a good time over there. Like he said, Beards every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, the flagship of Love Wrestling. I also do a show with my pal Drew Nicholas on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. called Firmly Love Wrestling. We talk WWE on Tuesdays, AEW on Thursdays, and then on Monday nights after Raw. Now they'll go back to normal time after Raw. I hop over with a couple pals on bodyslam.net and I do the Raw Dogs post show over there with Nick and Corey. I hopped on there in the last month and that's been a fun time. So that's where you can find me for the wrestling stuff. And yeah, anytime, guys, anytime.
Paul, you know what to do.
Well, before I fully wrap us up, I got a question for these two boys here. So you mentioned the flagship show being, Between Two Beards. So
yeah.
I mean, you guys are like on Raw. and you're on SmackDown because you have other shows that are a part of Love Wrestling. So you just, you are Love Wrestling.
I think we're the flagship on Love Wrestling because we've never missed a week in 4 years. And I'm not saying that other shows are not as good as ours, but you
know, I think we and the brunch gimmick as well, like we're the two longest running content shows on Love Wrestling. But yeah, like Pluggo said, since we started, we haven't. And that's not a knock. Shit happens. Real life happens. Sometimes you can't.
Blessed.
But we've been lucky that in our time slot of Thursday night that we kind of picked from the jump, we've gone consistent. Yeah, haven't missed a week for 202. We've technically done more than that, but of numbered episodes, 202 and hopefully up to 300, 400, however long he wants to keep doing it before he gets tired of me.
On me, okay.
Shoot. Yeah, you'll get tired of me way before I get tired of you.
Well, shit, in that case, can we end it at 150?
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
No, we love what we do, man.
No, we're excited to be there. Surrounded, like, yeah, I appreciate that. Like, that means a lot to hear that from you guys. But, like, we're surrounded. Like, Spencer giving us the opportunity. Zach, who does all our graphics and, you know, when we have guests on. Like, we're surrounded by good people there, too. But definitely Pluggo and I take pride in kind of being the Iron Man, doing as much as we do or trying to. So,
shined up real nice there, Chef.
Yeah, shine it up so you can ship it east.
Shine it up, turn that some bitch sideways, and shove it straight up somebody's candy ass. Anyway,
right. Hey, I'll smack it like a blonde on prom night, baby.
Anyway, before we get any more off
on the rear, down not,
rabbit
not,
holes,
yeah.
Anything like that, be sure to follow the Kicking Out Podcast on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, to Spotify, to Apple Podcasts. Leave us that 5-star review wherever it is you listen to your podcast, because we are that 5-star KOP. Be sure to check out kickingoutshop.com to get yourself some great merchandise, support a great podcast, and look fantastic doing so. I think Tanner's supposed to be working on some new stuff, so keep an eye out at kickingoutshop.com at some point for some new stuff whenever Tanner stops being lazy and does it.
Paul's next year is going to be fun, let me tell you.
Hey, I sent you my designs. It's not my fault they're not up there yet. That's
you got a new design.
Great.
It's a middle finger.
Anyway, be sure to follow the Kicking Out Podcast Predictions Champion on all social media at TheShep27. Be sure to follow Tanner Lee at TannerLee92. Be sure to follow myself at PaulZartman87. And with that, for our guests, Pluggo and JPJ, our co-host, Austin Shepherd and Tanner Lee, I'm Paul Zartman. Join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye. Mwah! And good night, bam!